This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so that's why you're listening to the show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. George Bush, President 41, is going to have a memorial service, as expected. And it'll be at the National Cathedral today. And after that, it's off to Texas he goes for another memorial and final burying for the 41st president. Some people say was very, very much maligned in the media. I would say anybody who was a Republican back in the day was much maligned. That's just the way they rolled, if you know what I mean. And, of course, it wasn't anything like it is today, as so combative with the media as it is with President Trump. And, of course, the problem with the media is you got to remember that the media has been whipping on Republicans right, left, and in the middle for years. I think it was just, of course, with Ronald Reagan, they were just all over whipping on the Republican conservative at that, you know. So Reagan got a heck of a lot more than anybody else other than Trump. And that doesn't mean that it was appropriate for what they were doing to George Bush either. And it wasn't. But it just seems like if you have an R or if you're a conservative, you're naturally going to be beat down and pummeled by these folks. That's the problem. That's the problem that they have. Anyway, so that's what we're looking at right now is President seems to be under fire all the time, but he fires back. That is so unique for this media. And George Bush fired back. There's the infamous Dan Rather story that came out when he fired back at Dan Rather. And Yeah, rightfully so. I thought it was appropriate. I thought, great, we have a president who's going to fire back. His biggest mistake in office, though, they say, was that he was, he said, you know, no new taxes, read my lips, and then he had taxes. That's part of the problem. That was part of the problem. But, you know, I'm one of these kind of guys who's really conspiratorial. They're talking about the biggest disappointment was that he lost the election. I'm not too sure that was the case in 92. I think it was one of these kind of elections that was a giveaway and give over to Bill Clinton. It was his time. The corporate elites wanted Bill Clinton, and they got him. Just plain and simple. I mean, how could you turn down? The guy had overseen the collapse of communism in November of 1989. He oversaw that. And, that was really the end result, the end game, if you will, of Ronald Reagan and his 8 years. The collapse finally came. It was pretty obvious during it, you know, that was going to start happening. And then in 1991, the Soviet Union completely came apart. Now that's his. He got, you know, he gets that. He owns that. That just completely came apart. That was in 1991. But it was his policies of furthering the policies of Ronald Reagan that brought all that success to him in that regard for his time as the overseer of these collapsing, you know, the collapse of first East Germany and then, of course, this whole entire Soviet Union. That's when communism started to unravel as a, quote, system. Did it go underground from there? Yes, it did. It got into the green movement. Into the green movement. That's where it went. Communism, as we knew it as an ideology, just changed places. It just changed gears. It just went right into the United Nations Agenda 21 by June of 1992. Let's get these dates right. By June of 1992. And who was down there to sign that document in Rio de Janeiro? George Bush Sr. as president. Now, I don't know about you. How's that Agenda 21 thing working out for everybody? Let's ask everybody up in Paradise, California, where we still have untold numbers of dead people. We'll never find them. I mean, what is the population? What is the number, total number that's missing? They say they brought that number down to like 24 or something like that now. But what, you know, so I'm just saying on a continuum. On a continuum, what, you know, when you take a look at the policies of George Bush, the first, I call him, 41, what have we got today? We've got chaos. We've got globalism. Now, I understand the sympathies for all the things that have gone on, a war hero, family man, the Bush family. I get all that. And they project themselves very well. And Barbara Bush was wonderful. Both first ladies, both Bush first ladies were wonderful, by the way. Class acts, absolutely. But the policies of their men, that's a different thing. And I don't think we can slip away and forget that. Even when we're saying nice things about George Sr., which he's a nice guy. He, by the way, mentioned Putin around him. Hey, they're friends. They went out on their boat together. Putin had a great time out there on 41's boat with 43 along. I mean, see, this is what I'm saying is that they've got all the niceties, they've got the great look, but what happened in 1992? He brought us Agenda 21. And who was he working closely with at that time? Nancy Pelosi, 1992. October 1992, Nancy Pelosi introduces the House resolution that brings us today, the sustainability movement, which is plaguing us today. Look what it's doing. Look what it's done. Raging fires in California. You've got the whole movement to get everybody out of the rural areas of California and the United States. It's called rewilding, the corridor network. I mean, we can go on the economy, the California Air Resources Board. Look what the economy looks like in the sustainability economy. Let's have a riot in France. Hello? Everything that's going on over there is because of sustainability. They're trying to comport themselves to, guess what? United Nations Agenda 21 and the 2030 Agenda. Climate change, the climate accord. That's what this is all about. It's only going to get worse over there in France because the bottom line, they just sort of hit that sweet spot where people are angry at their politicians for raising taxes. And there will be a time here in California because of all the tax and voter fraud and everything else, the taxes that have been raised, these people that have been put in office illegally, unconstitutionally, there's going to be a time when, guess what, Californians aren't going to take it anymore. And that time is coming very, very soon, I might add. Just a little bit of commentary on my part about all this. But we don't want to forget George Bush Sr. No, we don't want to forget him. How can we forget him? We're living the nightmare that he brought us in 1992. Let's be very, very clear. This is, look at education has completely been turned on its head. Our education system in the United States is going downhill fast. All the way across. Every state brought us Common Core. A sustainable education system. There you go. Look what it's doing to great states like California. Look what it's doing to Texas. It's going to start. It started everywhere. Regionalism, regional governance, governance without representation. We could go on and on and on. Let's not forget that. Anyway, stay with us. We're going to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com, and also NewCaliforniaState.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $5,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Okay, so what's going on over in Europe? And I mentioned that in my run up to this, and I just didn't see the story actually. I saw it just now. It's kind of interesting. There's actually a story about France protesters are part of global backlash against climate change taxes. I didn't even see it. Because I was flashed over to Drudge again, and I said, wait a minute, hold everything. The reason was I was over there is because I was reading about what's going on with Brexit, the Brexit movement, you know, Nigel Farage and that whole thing, the Brexit movement thing. And isn't it funny how they just... things kind of come. Listen, in radio, it is funny. Things just happen, and all of a sudden, whoa, where'd that come from? You know, things start to fall together. Sometimes they fall apart, too. And that's just part of doing radio. But France's protesters are part of global backlash against climate change taxes. Where is this article coming from? But first of all, we've got to get there. Where is this from? Ah, San Francisco Gate? Shocking, San Francisco Gate. It says, France's protesters, France's protesters are part of a global tax backlash. The single most effective weapon in the fight against climate change is the tax code, imposing costs on those who emit greenhouse gases, economists say. But as French President Macron... learned over the past 3 weeks, implementing such taxes can be politically explosive. They learned in California, just, you know, change the whole voting system, and it's okay. On Tuesday, France delayed for 6 months a plan to raise already steep taxes on diesel fuel by 24 cents a gallon. And gasoline by about 12 cents a gallon. Macron argued that the taxes were needed to curb climate change by weaning motorists off petroleum products, but violent demonstrations in the streets of Paris and other French cities forced him to backtrack, at least for now. No tax is worth putting in danger the unity of the nation, said Prime Minister Philippe, who was trotted out to announce the concession. It was a setback for the French president, who has been trying to carry the torch of climate action in the wake of the Paris Accords of December 2015. When we talk about the actions of the nation in response to the challenges of the climate change, we have to say that we have done little, he said last week. Great. I'm glad you've done little. Macron is hardly alone in his frustrations. Leaders in the United States, Canada, Australia, and elsewhere have found their carbon pricing efforts running into fierce opposition. But the French reversal was particularly disheartening for climate policy experts because it came just as delegates from around the world were gathering in Kłodzko, Poland, for a major conference designed to advance climate measures. What's wrong with these people? What in the world is wrong with these people? Isn't that amazing? I'm sorry, like everywhere else, the question in France is how to find a way of combining ecology and equality, said Bruno Guterres, The researcher of the Paris Institute of Political Sciences, citizens mostly see punitive public policies when it comes to the environment. Well, yeah, taxes after that. No one has a solution. And we can only see the disaster that's just occurred in France on this question. Higher taxes on energy has always been a hard sell politically, said George Mankiw, an economics professor at Harvard University and advocate for carbon taxes. The members of the American Economic Association are convinced of their virtue, but the median citizen is not. How about not only the median, but all the citizens are not? In the United States, where energy-related taxes are among the lowest in the developed world, politicians, their constituents, and donors have repeatedly made that clear. President Bill Clinton proposed a tax on the heat content, on the heat content of fuels. As part of a, because, you know, some things burn hotter than others. Get it? You know, thermite burns really hot, you know, as opposed to just fuel on the forest floor. Get it? Known as a BTU tax, British thermal unit is what that means. It's a unit of heat. For British thermal, it would have raised $70 billion over 5 years while increasing gasoline prices no more than 7.5 cents a gallon. But Clinton was forced to retreat in the face of a rebellion in his own party. I'm not going to vote for a BTU tax in committee or on the floor, period, anywhere. Exclamation point, said then David Boren of Oklahoma. Of course, Oklahoma is an oil-rich place. No doubt about that, right? No doubt about that. The state of Washington also tried and failed twice to win support for a carbon tax or carbon fee. In 2016, the state's voters rejected a ballot initiative that would have balanced carbon tax and other taxes. In 2018, a wider coalition sought backing for an initiative that would have poured fee revenue into clean energy projects, job training, and early retirement plans for affected workers. The fee would have started at $15 a ton and gone to $2 a ton for 2 years. Gone up. It too failed. They all failed. To be sure, some climate-conscious countries have adopted carbon taxes, including Chile, Spain, Ukraine, Ireland, and nations in Scandinavia. Others have adopted cap-and-trade programs that effectively put prices on carbon emissions. Only around 12% of the global emissions are covered by pricing programs, such as taxes on the carbon content of fuels. Policy experts say, to some extent, the prospects of carbon taxes may depend on what happens to the money raised. You think it's a scam, quite frankly? That's my opinion. This whole thing is a scam. It's a complete scam. It says Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has unveiled a backstop. Carbon tax of $20 a ton to take effect. Wow. Trudeau was elected partly on a promise of this sort of measure, but it's cost him more political capital than he's expected. Conservative premiers oppose the plan, which looked to take an election issue. So this is going to continue to be the election issue that everybody's talking about. This is going to continue to blow up in their faces. And, you know, I'm telling you, California is going to be Right up there next. Here's one for you that I was going to cover a little bit later, but I'm going to pop into it now because it's right here. Maybe you didn't know, but overnight there was a 7.5 earthquake in the afternoon. Well, overnight for us, in the afternoon, in French territory of New Caledonia, at a shallow depth where earthquakes are generally more damaging. It was felt as far away as Vanuatu. About 390 miles away. Tsunami sirens blared across New Caledonia minutes later. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said tsunami waves of between 1 and 3 meters were possible along the coast of New Caledonia. Can you imagine that? 7.5. That's a big one. We don't have anything on tsunamis or so-called tidal waves yet. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com, and certainly visit newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back.
We're back.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be interviewing Ken Boone in the third hour. He's a Paradise Fire victim. He's going to be telling us his story. It's incredible. He lost everything except his life. In his hard drive, which is kind of interesting, right? He lost everything that he owned. And, you know, he is a member of New California State movement in Butte County and lost everything. So it's really a burnout of an entire community. And now there's all kinds of wild speculation. I wouldn't even say it's so wild as it is, self-evident of things happening that are moving the environment, shaking the environment. And anyway, so he's going to be on with us in the third hour talking about that. And, I mean, it's just, it's pretty amazing if you think about it with all these different fires and all that other good stuff that's going on. Yeah, climate change, right. Man-made climate change. See, in this show, it's man-made climate change. Yeah, right. It's being deliberately manipulated to change it. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on.
To me, anyway, it's pretty obvious.
As we started to study it. You know, I was one of these guys who was really late to the trail on chemtrails. I mean, I was really late to that party. I really was. I didn't believe it. And finally, I started research. I just did some real research, and I started asking questions. And I started asking questions of people that actually do these things. And sure enough, there it is. It's real. It's happened. And that's basically what we see up in the sky. All these little lines mean something up there. And it's not contrails. Contrails are something completely different, as opposed to chemtrails. And we don't do, most aircraft don't even do contrails anymore. The way that the motors are made now, just doesn't happen. So just a little tete-a-tete on that one. I wonder what's really going on down at the border right now, don't you? And I didn't get my border report last night. I did get my report. Where is it? I did get my report on the earthquake. Let me tell you what time I got the report. So, you know, you kind of get some, this is as I would have gotten it. Let's see, 4:05 a.m. Yep, about 4 o'clock this morning I got it. And that's scary. Earthquakes are scary things if you've been through them. I've been through numbers of them. Yes, with children in classrooms and stuff. Now, that's a whole different ball game. That's a whole different ball game. And that's something that, is a different issue. Some of you have been. You know, it's kind of interesting. In Southern California, everybody's all concerned about safety about earthquakes. In Northern California, they're not, at least as an educator standpoint. People are poorly trained, I think, for safety issues in Northern California for whatever reason. But in Southern California, everybody kind of goes along with the drills. At least they used to. I don't know what's going on now. I know one thing. There's big problems where I live around here in Butte and Sutter counties, all these different counties and small communities. There's no early warning system for any kind of disaster, that's for sure. And we didn't see any warning system in the campfire. That is for sure. Now, some people are trying to defend whatever early warning system there was. But, you know, one of the things that's a complete and utter failure about the early warning system is it doesn't work, whatever that system is. I'm not sure I know what it is. I don't know what my county or, you know, and that they've got, listen, in California, you've got this thing called the Office of Emergency Services. And every town has its Office of Emergency. And then you got a potted plant there who's supposed to know what's going on. And then when you talk to these people, they're as dumb as stumps about emergencies and protocols and procedures. So it's a scam. It's a money scam. Billions of dollars spent on the office. And it hasn't saved a life yet, I don't think. I mean, maybe, listen, they're really good at being there after the fact and looking good, right? They're really good at that. But, you know, to try and save a life or to take care of victims like we're seeing up here in, you know, Butte County right now, forget it. You know, they're not here for that. No, they're here to get the pictures taken and the slap on the back and say we're good first responders. First responding also deals with the victims. And it should. That's what I was always taught when we did this whole training business and we went here, we went there, we went to San Francisco, checked out what was going on in San Francisco, you know, during the earthquake in Loma Prieta. I mean, all this training, looking through buildings, marking buildings, cert training, all this other stuff, Years ago, I was always the victims come first. What's happening with the victims? Where are they now? How are they being treated? That was all part of the package. Now, with the safety people, it's not that way at all. And sometimes it works. I was getting some inaccurate information, and I'm more than happy to correct it. But I guess in some places the Red Cross were appropriate, but didn't cover everybody. See, we're talking about this this campfire up here. No early warning systems, no sirens, no nothing for you. I guess the digital thing with your cell phone is signaled by cell phone. Everybody has a cell phone, right? Well, not everybody has it on, and not everybody has the volume up. There's a lot of things that go wrong. And where's the sirens going off? See, that's part of the problem. Where are the sirens going off? They weren't. Because they were taken down off the buildings. Yeah, that's what was going on. That's what was going on. And it's sad. Because it could have saved a lot of lives in the Beaufort. And we still don't know for sure. Now, the sheriff has got some numbers up there. I'm not too sure that's an accurate number. I think it's accurate to him. I do, but I think the number is way too low in terms of what possibly is out there. We just don't know yet how many people have actually died up there. And it's really, to go up there, it's absolutely like a thermonuclear exchange is happening in town. It's unbelievable what has gone on. It is the equivalent, I would think. A lot of high heat and everything. It's pretty obvious the heat was very high up there. But the thing is that if you're going to run if you're going to run cities, why are you putting in traffic calming in the middle of town? Huh? Taking four lanes, which everybody's, it's called the Skyway up there, by the way. It's a four-lane highway right through the middle of everything. And really, the design of the road is to get everybody out quick. Why? Because of fires. The people who put the roads together up there when they did the city planning years and years and years and years ago when they cared about it, California citizens, they had four lanes. They did it right. They knew there would come a time or possibly that there would be an inferno and people would need to get out. But oh no. No, they used the traffic calming business of the bike path thing and all this other good garbage. Oh, they take $1 million here, and that's what happened with the city. They took $1 million, $1.2 million, I think, is what it was, and they put in some calming. In other words, what they did is they took out two lanes of service so that bikes could have their nice little way, and then they put in special curbing to block off the path, by the way, so that no car could drive down that lane. And it became a death choke point in the middle of town as people were trying to escape. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news. What is the call in line? Oh, 215-867-8255. It'll be wide open next hour. Wide open. And here we go. Here we go. This popped right up. Popular science. Trump's numbers tower over European counterparts despite overwhelmingly negative coverage. I see. A lot of stories about George Bush Sr. Of course, if you come to us, we're going to tell you the real truth, so just beware. Numbers tower over... this is a good thing. Despite heat at home, Trump approval ratings tower above embattled European leaders. This is what they have going on here. Ah, we got a protest thing going on here. So let's see what we got pouring in here. 400 arrested in Paris during anti-government protest. Shocking. I'm so shocked to see this. Absolutely shocked to see this. This anti-government protest business. You know, it's stuff you just don't expect, if you know what I mean. But here it is. Here it is. So listen. If you want to have a good riot, go to France. The French really riot well, right? They do. I can remember back in the 60s. I think I was in college at the time. Or just getting out of high school into college. The French had terrible riots. 69 or 68. I mean, everything was about France being torn up. I mean, it was just amazing what was going on. So it looks like this, the approval rating of Donald Trump is just through the roof compared to this. Trump's approval rating hovered well over 50% ever since he took office. And French Macron and May are nowhere close to that right now. See, because the Europeans understand what's going on with Donald Trump. They understand that what you have is a situation here that is sort of out of control, if you know what I mean. It's really out of control. It says, Tuesday, the widespread violence prompted Macron to delay the fuel tax. Amid the chaos, Macron's approval rating in France is just 23%. I hate it when this happens, don't you? I absolutely hate it when this happens. Here we go.
End of protests like this, both in Paris and across the rest of France. And what started as a protest against fuel tax those 3 weeks ago has morphed into a greater anger at President Macron's policies and his government in general. Three people have now been killed since the protests started. And over the weekend, police fought back using tear gas and water cannons, closing down dozens of streets and subway stations to contain the riots. There have now been reports that France is considering a state of emergency. By Sunday, some of the most popular tourist streets in Paris were littered with torched cars and broken glass from looted shops, and the famous Arc de Triomphe was tagged with graffiti. Nearly 300,000 people have taken part in the protests nationwide, many blockading roads in and out of towns. On Sunday, President Macron visited the scene and was loudly heckled by hundreds of people who blame him for the rising cost of living, before he then held an emergency meeting on security. The government is now looking at increased police powers to try and bring an end to this, but they are expected to continue next weekend.
Bummer. Another globalist biting the dust, if you know what I mean. Another one. Oh, let's see. Let's see, we got some other things. I like these little ditties. We got this is something on Trump.
Good evening. I'm Brett Baer, coming to you tonight from the beautiful Ronald Reagan Presidential Library here in Simi Valley, California, where I'm taking part in the annual Reagan National Defense Forum this weekend, bringing together some of the top brass, including Defense Secretary James Mattis, to address the health of our national defense. More on that in just a bit. But first, President Trump is abroad tonight at the G20 summit in Argentina, where our standing in the world is in the spotlight as the president meets with several world leaders, even as he avoids others. But while he praised a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico today, the Russia investigation was not far from his mind, as his administration placed the blame for sour relations with Russia on the special counsel. Chief White House correspondent John Roberts is in Buenos Aires tonight with a look at the day's events. Good evening, John.
Brett, good evening to you. These G20 summits are structured to really highlight global cooperation. But for President Trump and his America First policy, it's really the individual relationships between nations that matter. President Trump began his day with a historic signing of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, he hopes, putting the final nail in NAFTA.
The USMCA is the largest, most significant, modern and balanced trade agreement in history. All of our countries will benefit greatly. It is probably the largest trade deal ever made also.
The president still has some heavy lifting. He needs to get the agreement through Congress, and passage is not assured. President Trump also has a challenge tomorrow when he meets with China's President Xi. The White House is hoping for a breakthrough between the two leaders to end the escalating trade war. Failure could cement economic worries that sent the stock markets into convulsions over the past few weeks. Even as he focused on trade, President Trump had an eye on the Mueller investigation and the Michael Cohen plea today, starting his day with a tweet that read, "Lightly looked at doing a building somewhere in Russia, put up zero money, zero guarantees, and didn't do the project. Witch hunt." Russian officials added to the intrigue today, claiming President Trump canceled his meeting with Vladimir Putin not because of the situation in Ukraine, but because of political heat back home.
Is the Kerch provocation created by Kiev in this region the real reason for canceling the meeting? Officially, we heard that, but is this the reality? I think we have to search for the answers in the domestic political situation in the United States.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders fired back, "The Russian witch hunt hoax, which is hopefully now nearing an end, is doing very well. Unfortunately, it probably does undermine our relationship with Russia. However, the reason for our canceled meeting is Ukraine. Hopefully that will be resolved soon so that productive conversations can begin." President Trump managed to avoid a potentially controversial moment, speaking only briefly with the Saudi Crown Prince.
Yeah, the Khashoggi thing is kind of out of control. I think that the situation with the president is going to be just fine. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and it's kind of interesting. It was 1992, Nancy Pelosi, United Nations Agenda 21 resolution, presented to U.S. Congress. Ah, here we go. I mean, this is, I know we don't have enough time for this. We'll just kind of get into it and see what we got going on. Here we go. This is how it starts.
Consume and ask leave to revise and extend my remarks.
Objection, so ordered.
Here we go.
Mr. Speaker, I rise in strong support of H-Con Res 353, expressing the sense of the Congress that the United States should assume a strong leadership role in implementing the decisions made at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, developing a national strategy to implement Agenda 21 and other Earth Summit agreements through domestic policy and foreign policy, by cooperating with all countries to identify and initiate further agreements to protect the global environment, and by supporting and participating in a high-level United Nations Sustainable Development Commission as amended.
Ah, see, and then Nancy comes up, and then the next hour, we'll let you hear Nancy. Nance, we'll call her Nance. Isn't it amazing she's sustainable? She's been around for so long. She's very sustainable. How much longer is she going to be sustainable? Well, apparently, everybody in the House likes her. got to hold on something. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.